Deseret News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. California is getting drenched. Correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The fierce weather is a significant threat to the safety of Californians, according to a state emergency services official. Back-to-back storms, fierce storms, powerful rain and gusty winds started hitting the San Francisco Bay Area last night. The Los Angeles and San Diego areas are getting heavy rain today. The Central California coast could see waves up to 18 feet high today and tomorrow. And forecasters predict an even more powerful storm on Sunday. California's got personnel and equipment now in areas most at risk from the weather. I'm Rita Foley.
An explosion has struck near a vessel in the Red Sea as attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels continue. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Houthi rebels have fired two ballistic missiles at a Liberian-flagged container ship in the Red Sea, according to a U.S. defense official. The attack is the largest so far by the rebels, as America launches airstrikes targeting them. The U.S. defense official identified the targeted container ship as the Koi. Since November, the rebels have repeatedly targeted ships in the Red Sea over Israel's offensive in Gaza against Hamas. British military officials said the attack happened west of the Yemeni port city of Hodeidah and that both the crew and vessel were safe. I'm Karen Chamas.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says it's time to more significantly disable Iran-backed militias that have struck at U.S. forces and ships in the Middle East. And he says the U.S. is poised to take significant action in response to the deaths of three U.S. service members in Jordan on Sunday. On Wall Street, the Dow by 369 points, the Nasdaq rose 197, the S&P advanced 60, oil down to $74 a barrel. This is SRN News. Parents in Maine are breathing a sigh of relief.
State lawmakers have opted to kill a measure that would have given the government the power to take a child from his mom and dad if they refused to allow that child to live as the opposite sex. Specifically, the parents could lose their kid if they wouldn't let him or her undergo a sex change operation. Maine is a blue state, but even Democratic representatives voted against that bill. More than 20 states have banned sex change operations on children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Utah became the latest state to prohibit diversity training, hiring, and inclusion programs at universities and in state government. The measure, signed into law by Republican Governor Spencer Cox, passed the State House and Senate by wide majorities. The Utah bill also bans men from using women's bathrooms. Republican-led Florida and Texas were the first to ban DEI efforts in higher education last year. This is SRN News. Flacco, the 13-year-old Eurasian Eagle Owl, is celebrating a year of living on his own in New York City, outside of zoo captivity. We hear more from correspondent Julie Walker reporting from New York.
A year ago, Flacco's Central Park Zoo enclosure was vandalized, letting him fly the coop. And like so many New Yorkers, he's made a way for himself in the big city. Birder Jackie Emery has been keeping an eye on Flacco.
And he has not only survived, he is thriving.
At first, Flacco had trouble flying, even bumping into branches. Now he's navigating skyscrapers and catching rats for dinner. David Lay has been documenting Flacco's life on X.
People don't expect to see owls in the city.
At first, the zoo tried to lure Flacco back, but then accepted his independence. Police have no updates on who freed the owl. Julie Walker, New York.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.